Whoa, hey, no, don't do that. What'd you do? You asshole, you stole me $200.
So, in the top left corner of, yeah, there we go, shithead. I didn't know it was your fault. Oh my gosh.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I am Michael Martin. Today, with me in technological advances is Elijah Hickman.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We are remote again on FaceTime. It has worked out well this way. I
Yeah.
enjoyed it last week.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit easier. The commute is
Yeah.
not
Commute is
nearly
no
as
fun for
bad.
either of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, it's
And this way works well.
yeah, and
The
the
audio is still good, and
yeah,
I still feel like I'm talking to you.
we finally got smart enough to FaceTime and to get you a microphone that didn't sound like absolute garbage.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And so the audio's not, not nearly as bad as it has been. So, but
Should be good.
yeah. Long story short, or before we get into it or whatever, but the reason I sound like garbage is not because my microphone. It's just because I was in Lubbock all weekend and it's Wednesday and my throat still hurts from screaming. So, disclaimer. But I guess let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's get into it.
We recorded on Monday last week. What did your last week look like?
Monday.
Yeah.
My goodness. So the back half of my week was pretty kind of like chaotic, but like not super chaotic. On Monday, I'd already taken the boat out to test the lights. That was like Friday.
Yeah. What did you do Tuesday?
Tuesday? What was Tuesday?
It was
The
the
20th?
yeah, it was the third day of the week. Yes, the 20th.
Yeah. I don't think I did anything on Tuesday. Not much of anything on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I went to Lake Louisville on the bow fishing boat. Fish were up shallow, but it had been super, super, super windy all day, and it was still pretty windy. There was like 20 mile an hour winds. It's kind of sketchy,
Yeah.
not being able to see and having that type of wind. But fish were up shallow. We just could not see them. Like you'd see them swim out real fast
All
and just
right.
have no shot at them. But nonetheless, pretty fun. Then Thursday was a pretty normal work day. I'd actually gotten a call on Thursday from my boss, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Would be this week." And I was like, "Oh, nothing much. I mean, you just wanted me to come to the NEDA trade show convention or whatever." And he was like, "Yeah, we might have a job down on the Texas coast though." And I was like, "Oh, great. I really don't want to go to that." Luckily, that didn't all pan out, and we're not doing that one, that's for sure. They were
Nice.
trying to, half the gear blew up, and so they were trying to
Oh.
like only buy like half a gear and then just like merge them together, and and my boss was finally like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. We'll sell stuff to you, whatever you want to buy, but we're definitely not going to be the ones coming to put that crap in."
Fair enough. That sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, he's like, that's not how we roll.
Heck yeah.
Pretty fun. So then on Friday, so I didn't know this, but there's like a really nice range that's like less than 5 minutes away from where I work. So I might have to be hitting that up on my lunch break a little more often.
There you go. That'd be cool.
It was super nice.
Indoor or outdoor?
It's outdoor.
Nice.
It's outdoor, and there's only like 10, probably 10 bays or whatever that you can hit from, but out in Gainesville, like, that's about all you need, probably.
Yeah, probably.
And it's set up pretty nice. Like, it'd be a nice, they're getting to where it would be like a hangout spot kind of deal, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Everything is painted like, it's like white farmhouse golf club vibes, if you know what I mean. So that's pretty cool.
But it's a, wait, is it a driving range or a shooting range?
No, driving range.
Oh, okay.
My fault.
No, you're good. I was
should
just,
have been a little more. Should have been a little more specific.
That explains why I asked if it was indoor or outdoors.
Yes.
And yeah, you're like 10 bays to hit from, and I was like, I don't know. Micah says weird words for other things. I was like, shoot from, but yeah. I don't know.
So, golf driving range.
I got you.
And it's super nice, and they have like a couple barrels and a couple like old tubs out in the middle that you can try to hit into and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
That's fun.
Like cattle troughs and stuff like that. But me and a guy, an older gentleman, went. He hadn't golfed in like, I don't know, 5-10 years. And at the beginning of the week, I'd gave him an old set of ping irons. There was actually only like 4 or 5 irons in there that I had sitting around forever. And I was like,
you should have told him to come to that sale and get those clubs.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have spent money on it.
Probably not, but fair enough.
So he was like, well, you know, I need to go hit now. So we had made a plan. I was like, well, on Friday we'll take our lunch break, go do that. And I might have got myself into a little bit of a hole there because I might have to do that
more often than not.
For sure, yeah. Sure. Exactly. And what I really liked about it is there was little buckets at like 40, 60, and 80 yards too, not just like at 100 and beyond.
Yeah, that's super nice.
Like you can work on, you know, your short game chipping, because I will always say this, from about 80 yards to 6 inches, I'm very unpredictable. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing in the golf world when it comes to that close.
Well, I mean, there's
always like, oh, you know, yeah, you made it on the green. It's like, phew, hey, now.
I'm still 40 foot from the hole.
That ain't the hard part.
Right, yeah.
I can get it on the green from 150 out, no problem. But once I'm there, I got 3 or 4 strokes left in me. Don't y'all worry about it.
Well, there's like a whole saying, and I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's like, you know, once you get dry, like once you're consistent with driving and everything, like that's how you knock off, you know, 1 to 3 strokes or whatever. And then it's like your irons is, you know, a stroke or two, or, you know, in chipping, it's like 5-10 strokes, and then like putting, it's like 9 strokes or whatever it is. It's just, it's like, you know, it's like, because there's 4 different parts of the game of golf, really.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that 80 yards is probably about right. I was going to say, yeah, because 100,
yeah, I have 100
is pretty good, but it's like,
yeah,
what always screws me up is when it's like 82. Or it's like 92, and I'm like, it's basically 100, and I play it like it's 100, and it's not like 100.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that's water.
Yeah.
But
nonetheless, that was fun. Then Friday night, we went bow fishing.
Yeah, that looked fun.
Clayton's boat. He's got super nice boat set up for bow fishing and all that good stuff, so. Went out there, hit that up. It was a rather slow night. We fished from 7 to 3. It's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. So about 8 hours.
Good Lord.
Seven. It was probably closer to 7 hours. I think we weren't to the spot till about 7:45, 8. So yeah, but we only shot 17 fish in about 7 hours.
It's not bad.
It's not bad night, but also it's like good night of living. That was slow. And
Yeah.
really, if the whole time would have been like the last 2 hours, we'd have probably shot like 30 fish. The
Yeah.
last 2 hours, we'd been fishing a bunch of coves on the north end of the lake, and it just wasn't working. So we hauled butt to the south end and got in a cove and like immediately started seeing just way more fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and we had what? So we went to the south end at like 12:30 with five fish,
Okay,
and
okay.
we were done at 3 with 17. Done
Wait,
fishing at 3 with 17.
you went down there at what time?
12:30.
Okay. Jeez,
So
wow.
2 2.5 hours and 12 more fish.
Yeah, no kidding. Live and
So.
learn, I guess.
Yeah, right. Is what it is.
It is what it is. Nothing, go ahead.
Oh, no, but that was super fun. Their water temperature's still like playing with us because the weather's still playing with us. So like one day you'll go out and it's like, ooh, it's 56. Like there, it's getting close. And then, this cold snap hits like we're having right now, and me and Miles went out today, and the water's back down to like 51.
Yep.
I'm like, daggummit, Wrong way, wrong way.
Yep.
But it's really not that big of a deal. Once it gets there, it'll get there. I will say, there might be. So 2 years ago, the Texas mud boats, mud runs and all that stuff that they do. Well, they had a
Oh,
tournament on Louisville, a bow fishing tournament on Louisville.
oh, okay.
2 years ago, but they didn't do it last year.
Huh.
But somebody got on the group and was like, hey, what are the North Texas dates and stuff like that? And the owner of the group that got on there, I had commented, I saw the guy's post, and I know of the guy. I've never actually met this guy, but we've talked on like Facebook and stuff that made the original post.
Sure.
And I commented on there. I was like, I'm not sure when dates are. I think they usually come out around this time, but I'd love to see the bow fishing tournament on Louisville again. And the owner, admin of the group, whatever you want to call it,
Admin, yeah, I
he
guess.
commented back and he was like, noted, exclamation mark, bow fishing on Louisville in May is pretty fun. And I was like, oh, I'm well aware. I was like,
That's kind of what I'm
but
saying, dude.
yeah, he said noted. I was like, oh, might be doing that again this year. So if they do that, I'll be entering that.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I haven't, man, I can't tell you the
Even
last.
if it's just like $100 team buy-in and winner
Sure.
gets, I don't know, maybe
$200, whatever.
$500. I don't care.
Yeah. It'd
I
still
want
be
to.
a fun environment for sure.
Yeah,
I
even
think.
if it's honestly, if it's super small, that's probably better.
Probably. I think the last time that I went bow fishing was with you, last year.
Last year on Louisville.
And then before that, I think it'd been probably like 3 years since I'd done it. But I love doing it. I just, I don't have a boat. And we used to do a lot of bow fishing, not boat wise, like in creeks and rivers and stuff.
Yeah.
But we just hadn't had the flooding and the activity that we had the previous couple of years, so
Yeah.
it's
I ran into an old guy that I kind of like used to talk to, but used to not really. I actually ran into him at a golf course on Monday, and he was like, "Hey, so you got that new bow fishing boat going?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, the old duck boat. I got some bow fishing lights on it." And he was like, "Yeah, that's pretty cool, man." And I was like, "I don't know you well enough."
Maybe
But
he's trying to know you well enough.
yeah.
Yeah,
No.
it's fun. I'm excited to get out. I need to do that if my schedule will quite literally ever free up.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. What'd your weekend look like?
Saturday was
Pretty sleepy.
pretty sleepy, to say the least. We didn't get, we're done fishing at 3, but it's a 30-minute ride to the boat ramp, and then just the boat ride out, and then like washing the boat off
Yep.
right there and all that stuff. I didn't get home till 4:30. And so I snuck in at 4:30 and slept till 8. Woke up, did a bunch of errands. I was back here by about 11:30, and from like 11:30 to like 5 o'clock or something like that, I was out.
Good Lord.
And then woke up, hooked up to my boat, went bow fishing on Louisville to see if the dam was holding fish, and it is definitely not.
Yeah.
And then the spot, it happens like this all the time on Louisville. The spots that hold fish, you can't see.
Right.
And the spots that aren't holding fish, like I could see
Crystal.
like 3.5 foot down on the dam.
Right.
Like the rocks and stuff, like just with ease.
Which part of that may be the lack of fish.
Yeah, or just that it's all rock right there.
Right. Yeah.
But that was fun. I took a guy out from work, and it was his 21st birthday, and he had never been bow fishing, and of course we zeroed, and I was like, well, I'm sorry, but he was like, no, this is fun stuff. He's like, I've never, I he's like, I don't even think I've been on a boat at night. So
Fair enough. I
I
mean,
was like, yeah.
honestly, like, besides just like, going into the, going back to the ramp or the dock or whatever, as it's like getting dark and just hadn't made your way back or whatever. I mean, most people don't really go out at night on boats.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if it wasn't for duck hunting and bow fishing, we wouldn't.
No way.
Just because there's nothing to do on a boat at night. I will say, last year when I was really working on getting my, or was it last year, 2 years? I don't remember. Me and Marvin took my boat out and just kind of ran it a couple hundred yards, killed it. We had a good wind, and so if it didn't ever start again, then we were going to float back towards the ramp and like paddle and everything. But we just sat there for like 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, man, we should have brought like some Uno cards or something and played around, or just kind of hung out. But we just hung out for about 10 minutes and started right up and headed back. So, what was Sunday like?
Sunday, I pulled that old bass boat out and got that running.
Oh yeah.
Realized it needs a water pump. So that's super fun.
I
That
saw it
was
was
fun.
running the other day.
Yeah, it's running fine. I just need a water pump. So I'll have to drop the lower unit and replace that water pump, which is really not like, it's not the biggest pain in the butt. It is kind of just like a really
Just a
great, I got to do
hassle.
this. Yeah.
Yep.
But it's not crazy terrible.
Yeah.
And then I got that night vision in.
Saw that.
That thing is pretty sweet.
Is it? It looks pretty sweet.
It's pretty solid.
Have you gotten to like look through it at distance at all?
Only like 200 yards.
Okay. That's, I mean, yeah, that's pretty good distance.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, like I mean, the stock IR light lit up the house. I was looking at it 200 yards, so
Huh. Hey, that's pretty good.
yeah, it's pretty solid.
Heck yeah. Well, I'm excited to see that thing in
It's
person for sure.
pretty solid little rig. I need to get out. I'll probably go like Friday or something like that to Oklahoma and shoot it.
Yeah.
And just like zero it in.
You can take it to that range in Gainesville.
Yep, that's the one we'll go.
I'm sure they would appreciate that.
Sure they would love that. But other than that, it was just kind of a. It's really been go, go, go. Monday, or no, Sunday evening, me and Maddie golfed, but she sat in the cart and made fun of me, and I golfed.
There you go.
And, dude, every time I play Timberlinks, I'm just reminded of how hard of a course that is.
It's kind of a ridiculously hard course.
I mean, I don't even. And I get it. They bought this piece of land, built the apartments, and were like, ooh, maybe we can squeeze a golf course in
I
here.
mean, I'm sure they had them, like, they were both designed at the same time.
Probably.
But the, I mean, I will say, it is a cool course, but it's
Yeah, it's cool,
whack.
But it's tough.
It's a tough course.
I mean, just the first hole, you got to hit about a 200-yard shot, and then after that, it drops down.
And but almost to, like a, probably the, more than a 45-degree angle left.
Yeah, well, the contour of the ground drops straight down into the woods, and then,
yeah.
But the hole, you want to go left.
Yep. So, like, unless
you're... Like you said, it's about a 45... So, it's like, I finally hit a decent shot on that hole. I've played that course for, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now, and I finally hit a decent shot. I grabbed my 3-iron, and I was like, I'm just going to go, like, nice, easy, soft 3-iron. And I wanted it to stay up.
Right.
Because to the tree, or to the edge, is, like, 230.
Okay.
And so I was like, I bet I can hit this 3-iron about 205. Hopefully it's high enough, soft enough, just kind of sits right there. Well, mm-hmm. I hit it good, but it ended up rolling down, luckily, to the left. It must have just, like, kicked and caught something, but then I had, like, 100 yards in, and I was like, that's just out of luck. I mean, I can't plan that. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to – really the only way – I mean, yeah. I mean, besides, like, you know, trying to stay up on that hill, which is what you're trying to do, or, you know, trying to hit it off the left side of that hill.
Yeah.
It's like your other option to really put yourself in a good spot off the tee box is to just rip a driver over the trees and try to carry that creek, because there's also a creek there.
Yeah, then there's a creek down in between that hill and the hole. Yeah. It's terrible. Like, I bet if you took, like, pro guys out there, they would be like, this is just, like, stupid. That's probably what they would say. Like, this is just, like, stupid annoying. Like, why would you want to play here?
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's really only, like... I mean, I guess there's a few holes, because it's a 9-hole, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of holes that are, you know, par 4, or not... par threes that you really want to hit a driver on. Like, you want to hit a driver off the first tee box, but you really shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
You know, unless like you're crushing a driver and it only goes, you know, 310, it's like, okay, well then take a 90% swing and try to let it roll out to about 300 or about 280, whatever. Did that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, you know that second hole that goes straight up?
Yes.
So, you know, the cart path comes down, then goes over to the right side of the fairway, and then comes back up
mm-hmm.
right there before the hole?
Yep.
Where it comes up on that right side, I hit it, this time I hit it over.
Dang. Like you almost drove the green?
Almost.
Yeah.
And it's straight uphill.
Yeah,
I will say, ever since I bought this new driver, it's been
money.
And then, like, when I played with you, what was that, like 3 or 4 weeks ago now, I was still figuring it out, but I've hit quite a few balls with it since then, and I feel very comfortable with that driver. And I'm not swinging any harder. I just feel like, I don't know, smoother maybe, with a little more club speed, like just maybe being a little more aggressive on my downswing.
Yeah.
Which I needed to anyways, because I always say, like, oh, I hit the ball so slow, but it was just because I was working on more of, like, how should I be hitting it and, like, feel and stuff like that. And I kind of feel like I got most of that kind of accomplished, at least on driver and most my irons.
Sure.
And so now it's like, all right, let's get a little more club speed with it.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty solid.
I'm excited to play golf this weekend. I haven't played in. I think the last time I played was with you. No.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. But yeah, I'm excited to play again. I haven't, you know, played in a couple weeks.
I'm going to play with Scott, Mike, and Josh at the resort on Eagle Mountain.
Oh, okay.
We're playing that on Sunday morning.
Dang, nice.
Yeah. So I got to be over there at like 7:40.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Scott texted me this morning. He was like, hey, I'm thinking about getting everybody together to play Sunday morning, you in. And I was like, yeah, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, that'll be perfect. Maddie's gone. I'll wake up. I'll make some breakfast, put the dogs. And then he hits me with 7:40. I was like, I might as well just sleep at the course.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially if you're going to go out bow fishing on Saturday night.
I don't know if I will now.
I mean, you could. You just don't probably not want to be out until 3.
No. Yeah, it'd be one of those quickie deals.
Yeah.
But I, that same guy that I was talking about earlier that I took bow fishing, he's got a little family land in Bowie. And I showed him a picture of my night vision. He was like, dang. He's like, we've got an AR with a thermal. He's like, we might have to go coyote hunting. I was like, let me know.
Heck yeah, there you go.
So, we're going to go call a little bit at some coyotes. I wouldn't be mad about that. Still be home by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Heck yeah.
Probably go bow fishing on Friday. What day are y'all leaving?
Friday. Leave Friday morning. Yep.
Couple wobble.
I guess let me get into that. So, the last week for me has been go, 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 and go some more. Monday, recorded the podcast, got the podcast edited, got it uploaded, like got it scheduled and, you know, got all that taken care of. So that was a huge help. And then Tuesday just worked, got a oil change on Tuesday, nothing special. Wednesday, my brother was in town. And so my family and I all went out to, Topgolf. And that was really fun. So, I mean, I guess I haven't been golfing, but I hit some balls.
Yeah, at least you've been hitting.
But, yeah, so that was Thursday. Or that was Wednesday. It was super fun just hanging out and just crushing golf balls and all that jazz. And then Thursday, got off work and started driving west to Lubbock. I got to Lubbock at about 9, I think. I think I got there about 9. So I got, I don't know, somewhere west of like Seymour. Like I'm like, I don't know, an hour and a half from Lubbock. And I realized, because you know how like when you go on a trip, you're like, man, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I realized what I'd forgotten. I had forgotten the turtle box. Now, really good chance we wouldn't have actually used it that much or whatever. But I was more mad about the fact that I didn't even think about bringing it.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. So, but yeah, so get into Lubbock about 9 o'clock. Nathan was still working, and so I went and dropped my stuff off at his house and then met him at his bar and just hung out and had a couple drinks and stuff. And then he got off. We went back to his place and then went out, went to a pretty small bar, pretty small chill bar. Had a couple beers and a cigar and then just went home and just kind of pretty much just hung out and stuff, whatever. And we started watching a movie. What was that movie called? It was, I don't remember, it was a Western with Christian Bale in it. And it was a good movie. But I fell asleep, like, sitting up on the couch with my feet up on the coffee table. I fell asleep. I woke up at, like, 8-something in the exact same position. And I was like, oh, God. I woke up, realized Nathan was definitely not going to be awake anytime soon. So I just went back to sleep until about 10 and then got up. And I was like, okay, just kind of wandering around, whatever. And then made food, just kind of hung out, whatever. And, like 3:30 we left and went to there's a gun range out there that he frequents quite a bit, and he really likes it and stuff. And so I went out there because, again, trying to get that 300 good and ready. And they've got a bunch of like 100 yard or like 50, 100, 200, and maybe some 300s, I think, and then a 600 range. And then some, like, close, like, pistol stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
So, we're shooting on the 100 yards. And I've got 3 different ammos with me to kind of see if that makes a difference, whatever. So, I pulled the gun out, and I bore sighted it, like, with the laser. And I hit on, like, probably 15 inches right. And I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, okay, well, let me adjust this. It's like, click, 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 click. I'm like, because I'm slowly working my way there. I don't want to just crank it two rotations. And so, you know, work my way to the middle. I'm like, okay, I'm right there. And so, 3-shot group, like, you could fit, I don't know, maybe a nickel over all 3 of those shots. Like, they were packed in there. I was like, amazing. I switched ammos just to see if how they worked and stuff. Switched ammos to, I was shooting Federal, went to Remington, and then went to Hornady. Both of those, both shot decent, you know, the palm of your hand size groups at 100 yards, but nothing incredible, which granted they weren't sighted in for that. And then I went back to the Federal for a group, and it honestly wasn't that great. So I don't know. I definitely need to shoot it, you know, handful more times, but I'm happy with where it is right now. I think if I needed to, I'd be fine with it. And then we went and checked out that 600 yard range. So you have to, they have a target. It's like 6 inches around, and you have to hit 5 out of 6 shots in that 6-inch target at 200 yards to qualify for the 600-yard range. It's like they won't even let you do it unless you qualify. And you have to pay like a little membership, whatever. So he was like, yeah, not today, but maybe I'll do it another day. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. And I shot some pistols and stuff, and then went back to the house, hung out. So one of the reasons I went out there this or last weekend specifically was I was going to go out there the weekend before. That was the weekend I was hoping he was going to be available, but he was like, actually I'll be in Dallas that weekend, so that won't really work. But he's like, but the weekend after he had some buddies coming out, and so he had between him and his roommate, they had 5 buddies of theirs that had graduated and moved elsewhere coming out. It's like 2 of their birthdays and stuff. And so it was like a guy flew in from Alabama. One drove in from Austin. 2 drove from Houston. And then the 2 guys from Houston picked up a guy in, I think, like Fort Worth or something like that. So there's 5 of us. The guy from Austin was the only one that I knew beforehand, and he was like, hey, I got off super early, so I'm headed out there. I'll be there at like 7. So by the time we got back from the range and, you know, got showered and whatever, like, he was there. And then we went ahead, and the guy that flew in, he showed up shortly after, and we went ahead and went out, and we're just like, we'll just have the other guys like meet us, whatever. His roommate was like, I'll go pick him up. So we drive, we all hop in the truck and go to the bars. We start at one bar, hanging out, you know, having a good time and everything. And then We make our way to Logie's, and Logie's is fantastic. I think we're outside this night. I don't remember. It all kind of runs together at some point, but it's like 2 a.m. or it's like 1:40, something like that. And so the plan was drive there and walk home. It's not too far, but it's walkable for sure. So we're walking back, and Drew, the guy from Austin that I had known previously, shout out Drew, we're coming up to kind of entering the neighborhood, I guess, and we're like waiting for the light to change so we can cross. And I don't remember if it was my idea or if it was his idea, but we get the idea to race. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it, blah, blah, whatever. Like, I'm down. All right, $50, blah, blah, blah. So we, light turns, you know, the crosswalk turns green, we can walk. We both sprint across the street. He goes straight, like down the sidewalk, down the street. And I hang a right to go down to, go one street over.
You went down and around. He went around and down.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I sprint down, hang my right, and as I hang my left, I immediately start walking. I go, well, there's $50 I just blew. Because I was like, there's no shot. Because I looked it up on my phone, and I was like, oh, it's a long way away. I was like, there's no way I'm beating him. Which, coming to find out, he was a long-distance runner in high school. So, but he did. So, I'm just walking. And so now I'm in the middle of this neighborhood by myself at like 2 a.m. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I was looking at my phone. All of a sudden, I just hear somebody yell my name. And I'm like looking up, and I'm like, what the hell? Well, it's him. He's walking from my left, and he's just walking. And so we like meet up and start talking, whatever. He's like, bro. He's like, I was like running down the street. I kind of slowed down to catch my breath or whatever. And he said there was these guys like standing out front of their house, and they were like you, the guy. And he was like, what? And they were like, you dropping off? And he was like, no. He's like, I'm just walking by. And they like didn't believe him. And so it kind of had like a back and forth with these guys and stuff. And he was like, they were pretty intimidating guys. So I was like, did you get mugged? And he was like, no, I mean, they didn't take anything. I was like, it sounds like you got verbally mugged, Drew. But it was all good. Technically, I touched the door first, and those were the rules. So whatever, Drew, you owe me $50. But yeah, so we went back, and we got back, and it's like, you know, we're like, you know, drinking beers and hanging out, listening to music, just doing nothing. But there's like 12 people there. And I just start to feel super bad. Like, not like, oh, like I'm drunk, I need to throw up or anything like that. I'm just like, I just feel really crummy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, man, screw this. I'm going to go to bed. I didn't even say anything to anybody. I just went in there, hopped on my air mattress. I was smart enough to air up my air mattress before we went to the bars. I went in there, took my pants off, laid down on my air mattress. I was like, night.
Gone.
So I went to sleep at like 2:30. Mostly everybody else didn't go to sleep until, I think the average time was probably about 4. And, or no. A couple people went to bed about 4. Most of them saw the sunrise. And I was like, nope, glad I slept. So, you know, we wake up and stuff. And immediately, as soon as I woke up, I grabbed my phone and flipped the camera around to look at what they'd drawn on my face or whatever. It wasn't anything, but I just assumed they had.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kind of get up and just stir around, like some guys playing FIFA, and just very like fraternity house kind of deal, where it's just like there's two dudes sleeping on the couch, a guy on the air mattress that has no air in it, you know, just people everywhere. Guys slept in the kitchen, whatever. And so we like, you know, stir around for a little bit, and then people start running through the showers and getting ready, and then All right, we're going to go to Beer House. They call it Beer Home because it's not a house, it's a home. But we're going to go there and get some burgers and watch the Tech basketball game. So we go do that, and me and pretty much everybody got a pitcher, like a pitcher of beer, mm-hmm. and was splitting it with somebody. And then, I mean, so much happened, but it's not, nothing's like really that notable. Like, this guy had a, it was a, I think it was a, was it a Mercedes? No, it was a Cadillac shirt on. And Nathan goes over there and he's like, is that a, is that Chrysler? And he's like, huh? And he looks down and he goes, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And he's just like, he like played along but didn't. And it was, I don't know, it was a weird deal. But we ended up leaving like at halftime of the game. Nathan got hit on by this mom, which was really funny. But we go back and break some lawn chairs out, and we just, we're pretty much just in the front yard, and we're just throwing a football, like guys are running routes, whatever, and just, we're just throwing this football for like 2.5 hours, and then it starts to get dark enough, and I just start to feel really cruddy. If I'm being totally honest, I probably just hadn't eaten enough and was probably dehydrated, but
yeah,
so I was like, I'm gonna go lay down. And I went and laid down probably about 45 minutes and then get up, take a shower, and ate some more. And then we're hanging out, and I get out of the shower and stuff, and everybody's in the living room. Again, like 15 people are just crammed in this living room, and it's like, this is a fire hazard. But they're all playing Quiplash. Have you ever played that game?
Mm-mm.
So it, basically it's a, it's a game you play through, like, your TV or Xbox or something like that, but everybody plays off their phone. So it's like, it'll give you different prompts, and it'll say, like, what's a very unexpected message to find in a bottle at sea or something like that, and you, like, write in an answer. So, it, so it's like me and you would write in the answer for that question, and then the same, the, another one. And then they'll just, it'll go through on like, you know, 10 different questions, and you basically vote on the ones that you didn't input. You'll vote on them. And then it like shows like who picked what, whatever. It's a super fun game, especially, it's super fun, especially if it's like a group of people. Mm-hmm. Like you could play with like 4 people, but it's like, if you've got like
20 people, it's just
yeah.
much better.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, if you've got a ton of people, like it's, well, maybe you can only play with 8, I don't know, something like that, but it's super fun. It had been a while since I played it, and so they were like, they needed me to, they're like, hurry up and answer, and I was like, and I kind of forgot how the game worked. So I gave 2 just trash answers, and ended up, so I lost the first game, lost the second game, got second the third game, and then the fourth game I lost. And so, after that, we called it quits. We got a, I don't remember what they're called, but they're basically like a party bus. There's a name for them. Like a furboat, something. I don't know. But it's, apparently it's like, they're popular in Austin and in Lubbock and at like big cities, I guess. And so, we hopped in one of those.
Did you just categorize Lubbock as a big city?
I mean, yeah, it's a big city. I mean, like, I'm sure they're popular in Dallas, too, but, like, I'm not in, like, Dallas.
Yeah.
There's probably some in Denton. Well, let me rephrase that. It's essentially an Uber, but for, like, 15 people.
Yeah.
And so, like, to and from the bars. Like, they probably got them in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
They might have some in Denton, I don't know. But hopped in one of those. Went to the bars, went to, no, that just, they just dropped us off at Logie's. We were at Logie's all night, but yeah, we were in Logie's, somebody got food, we ended up outside somehow. We hung out at the, like right by the, like the speed bag, like the punching bag thing.
Yeah.
for a while, and we everybody took turns like seeing who could punch the hardest. I ended up punching the hardest, and then this guy comes up, and he's like, "Hey man," he's like, "You want to run it?" And I was like, "What?" He's like, "You want to run it? Like, you want to see who can punch hardest?" And I was like, "Sure." And he's like, "All right, $5." And I was like, "Okay." And it wasn't the best hit I'd ever had, but it was, like, pretty decent. And this dude just, like, almost doubled my score. And I was like, "Okay, well, that was, I don't know if they have, I don't remember what those, like, punching game sharks, but it's like, that's for sure what that was." So, that was $5 I should have kept in my pocket, but whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, so it was super fun though. And then from there, we almost got in a big fight leaving Logie's, but luckily it didn't. Because that would have turned out really bad. But no, it was great. It was a good time. It's always super fun being out there. Looking forward to going back. And then we got back to the house. And kind of same thing. We just kind of hung out, drank for a while. And we basically ended. There was like five of us. We were just sitting in the kitchen. We're just sitting there and like just talking and it did get pretty deep a couple of times, and I was like, man, it's too early for this crap, or too late, I guess. I knew I had to leave Lubbock by 8 a.m. And so when I looked down at my watch and realized it was like 15 after 4, I said, yeah, okay. So I went in there, deflated my air mattress, rolled it up, went and threw it in the truck. Because I was like, there's no shot I'm sleeping tonight. So, which I stopped drinking at like, I don't know, 4 or something like that. But so I was totally fine. And then we made our way out to the garage, and it's a not a separated, but it's a detached garage. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in there but like a card table and a couple of free weights. That's about it. And we're in there just hanging out, just kind of doing the same thing we were doing in the house, but in the garage. And then Drew ends up straight Bill Mafia through that table a couple of times. And then somehow the lights got turned out. And so we kind of just sat there and with the lights turned out for a while, like honestly, like a bunch of weirdos. Like, we were literally just sitting there still, but I don't know, it was kind of funny. And Drew, I'll never forget this. Drew was trying to light this cigarette, and so somebody sitting there with us was like, "Why is that thing not staying lit?" And he's like, "Dude, I don't know." He's like, I've lit it like 3 times. I don't know why it's not staying lit. So he goes to light it again, and I kind of lean in, I look close, and I realize that is backwards. He's been lighting the filter for like, I don't know, 7 minutes.
Oh, good Lord.
And so he's like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yes." And I turn my flashlight on my phone on, and he's like, "Holy shit. No wonder it tasted like." So, yeah, I mean, yeah, and then turns out we like hang out and everything, and sun comes up, and you know, we finally leave the garage and go back inside, and well, the back door is locked, and so we're like, "Oh crap!" And we're like, "How do we get in?" Because I don't remember why we were discussing it, but it's an older house. It's been a rent house for a long time. Every single one of those windows are completely painted shut. like completely painted shut. Mm-hmm. And so somebody suggested that, and me and Nathan are both just go, nope, they're painted shut. And luckily, so Nathan's room was the garage, and then they took the doors out and walled it up. So it's, I guess that's true. I don't know. Well, maybe it's not. There's a door from his room into the backyard. And normally it has like a 2x4 and a chain, and like it's normally like super locked up. Well, he was smart enough to completely unlock that door in case somebody got lost and needed a way in the middle of the night, or mm-hmm. we lost the keys to the house, whatever. So we just went in there through his room, which was super convenient. And there was a couple of the people that were there that were like, not townies, but like still going to school. They still lived in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. So they went home. It's probably about 7 a.m. Yeah, it's probably about 7 a.m. Whatever time sunrise is, a little after that. And so they leave, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and pack my stuff up. I mean, it was all packed up. I just had to put it in the truck. So I got to put it all in the truck, and Nathan's like, he just can't find his phone. Just for the life of him, he has no idea where his phone is. And one of his friends was, where was he? He had fallen asleep in Drew's spot. And so we grabbed him by the arms and the legs. Well, yeah, so we grabbed him by the arms and the legs and threw him in Nathan's bed. And so I'm looking around for the phone. I go back out in the garage. I realized that Drew had smoked like half of that filter.
Ugh.
And so I was like, good Lord, Drew. And I took a picture.
Cancer.
Yeah, for sure. I took a picture and I showed it to him. And he's like, yeah, it checks out. And so we're looking and looking and looking, and we never find it. I'm like, I don't know. But Drew's like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep. So he's like dozing off on the couch, and I go start the truck, and I'm pretty much headed out. I get started down the road, and it's like, I don't know, probably 7:45. So I beat my time that I needed to be on the road. It was the drive wasn't too bad. I think I saw probably a total of like 9 cars between, like, from his house to the first 2 hours of the drive. Probably a total of 9. There's just nobody. Lubbock doesn't exist before like 10 o'clock, especially on like a Sunday.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
Just
sure.
Nothing. I mean, there's a bunch of people at like churches and stuff, but nothing. I will say I was real sleepy. And so the other thing that I somehow just did and didn't even think about it, I got, I don't know, probably an hour. I was like an hour outside of Lubbock, maybe an hour and a half, something like that. I was like 45 minutes from Benjamin. I looked down, my gas light's on. I drove to Lubbock and never even once thought about getting gas before I left. Didn't even kind of forgot it existed kind of deal. So I'm literally out here in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's nothing around forever. So I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm like, well, let's see. Can I make it to... Well, I was a little closer to Benjamin than that, but I was like, because it was like 45-50 minutes to Seymour. It was like, I think it was like 60 miles to Seymour. And I was like, well, if I can make it, let me see if I can make it to Seymour. If I can make it to Seymour, I'll stop, get gas, get food, and just keep on trucking. It was going to be close. I could have got there on fumes. My range was like 41 miles, and it was like 52 or something like that. And I was I don't know.
Don't love those odds.
And then, no, like 3 miles down the road, my range was at like 30 something. And I was like, okay, never mind. We're not playing this game. And so I ended up stopping in Benjamin. They actually have a really nice gas station and stuff. And while I was in there, I was going to get, I had just been kind of super, super sleepy and kind of hard to stay awake. I had to stop like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times just to pull over, run down the shoulder and, you know, just kind of stay awake a little bit because it was rough. But I was going to get a Green Monster while I was in there because it's the best. I thought about getting an all-white, zero calories, but I was like, no, give me them calories. Probably need them. Well, the only monsters that store carried were the coffee ones. And I was like, well, this is BS. And so I was like, whatever. And so I got one of those, what are those called? The ghosts?
Ghost.
Yeah, I got one of those. And it was really good.
It's good. They're just super sweet, like you said.
Crazy sweet. I see, what's his name? Wade Shoemaker. I see him get them, and people always tag him and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I don't understand how people drink that every day. Like,
no, I definitely couldn't.
I mean, it is so sweet. But whatever, man.
To each their own,
I guess. But
you know what's had me these past few weeks is the Strawberry Dreams Monster. Oh my goodness.
Which one's that?
It's not the like black can with the pink M.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an all pink can. Cause like the cans that are black have like a strong flavor.
Yeah, know what I mean? Oh, okay. The zero sugar one?
Yeah, yeah.
And I see the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And they're just like a super light flavor, and that's why I've been switching back between the whites and the pinks.
I like the whites. Mm-hmm. I either like the whites, like the zero calorie, whatever, like the all white can, or the original, like the black can with the green on it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I had a...
Which I definitely like the flavor of the green one more than the white one.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was probably my third energy drink in the last, like, 5 years. Yeah. I never have them.
Yeah. I had a, I saw them at the grocery store the other day. It's called High Brew. High Brew Coffee. Well, it's like espresso in a can. And it was like a Mexican vanilla espresso. And I was like, oh, I'm going to pick one up, put it in the fridge. And, you know, we'll see about it. That thing was amazing.
They got a double espresso.
I know. I had that one, too. Not as good.
The double.
Here's the deal. Now, I don't like straight espresso flavor. I'll take it because that's a lot of caffeine and a little bitty,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
But, I mean, that's like a decent size, like 8-ounce can. And I was just like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't drink all of that. But the Mexican vanilla espresso, whatever that deal was very good.
Nice.
They're based out of Austin, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, excuse me. I don't know if you know both of these things, but I have two fun facts about Red Bull that are very funny. So, originally, it did contain bull piss or something. I don't know, something like that. It had something to do with bull piss originally. It doesn't now. It's kind of like how Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it.
Yeah, allegedly.
The other thing is, you know how... Right, allegedly. So, the other thing is, you know how Red Bull's slogan is like, Red Bull gives you wings.
W-I-I-I-I-I-N-G-S now?
Right. So, the reason that they changed that was because somebody drank Red Bull and then didn't get wings and sued the out of Red Bull.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. That when I heard that was one of the funniest things I'd heard in a long time.
No doubt.
But yeah, so made my way downtown. Drove straight through Seymour because, you know, I had full gas. So I got with a pretty decent, strong headwind on the drive out there. I got 16.3, 16.5, something like that. Really not that bad. Mm-mm. On the way home, I averaged 19.5.
That's pretty solid.
With a pretty decent tailwind. Yep. I averaged 19.5. For the 10-hour trip or whatever it was, I averaged 19.5 miles per gallon. I also put 760 miles on my truck over the weekend. So, yeah. That's pretty wild. But, I stopped in Jacksboro, got some Sonic, and then just headed straight to my parents' house because we were getting together for kind of the beginning of the year birthdays and stuff like that. Like, which is I'm one of them. Otherwise, I would have not left at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I got back there and hung out and, just had good food. Hung out with family and stuff. It was really good. Came home, and after being up for 24 hours, no, I'm almost 48 hours, I, showered and whatever, and did not go to sleep until after 10. And I was like, okay, why am I not tired now? And I was like, I gotta go to sleep. If I don't go to sleep, I will never wake up.
Yeah.
So, went to work on Monday. We're digging a trench, or that's a whole nother story, but we got this trench here because we had like 65 feet to trench. Need to trench it down about 3 feet to put some lines in. And we get the trencher going. I get probably 2/3 of the way through it, maybe 1/3 of the way through it. And the trencher just starts like loping, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, nothing's happening. I'm like, okay. And then it would just die. And so it did that for a little bit. This was like right before lunch. And so I left for lunch. Boss man, messed with it a little bit during lunch. And then I came back and it fired right up. Everything was cool. And then about 5 minutes later, it started loping again. And then we barely got it back on the trailer. And so that was kind of a big, big fiasco that we had to deal with. And Sunbelt's customer service has been pretty rough through that experience. Because, like, when he went to pick it up, it had a dead battery and, a couple other things were a little wonky. And it was just, so far it's been a bad experience because it advertises that it, trenches 3 foot. It does not. And it certainly does not get dirt out of the trench from 3 foot. Like, it, whatever.
Yeah.
So, we thought we were going to have to wait until, like, Thursday of this week when they get another trencher back from that's being rented out. Well, they had one brought in, I guess Monday. And so Tuesday I get to work and he shows up with a new trencher and I'm like, okay, cool. So get done what we need to trench, but still it's like probably 3 inches short on the actual trench and, dirt on top of that. And so we're like, okay, great. We have like 4 to 6 inches in various places of dirt that we're going to have to get out of this trench, which is impossible. So that's been a nightmare. That's what I did most of that second half of yesterday and today. But yesterday was my birthday. Well, let me rewind. Monday after work, we went out to dinner with Sarah's mom. We went to Rick's downtown McKinney. That place is good, bro. That place is really good. I had the elk steak.
The second time you talked about it, I think.
I've never been to Rick's.
Oh.
I went to Bob's a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's good. I've never, well, I've had food from there. I've never eaten there though. But it's super good. We went there. I had some elk that was super good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Tuesday was my birthday. So in my house growing up, we always had this tradition: on your birthday, you would get woken up ish with donuts and chocolate milk. And so, great. So the last couple years, like, you know, it happens or whatever, but I don't really eat them and stuff, just because I'm like, I gotta go work and it's hot and I'm not gonna do that. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So I had no expectations for it since I don't know. I don't live there anymore. I just assumed whatever. So I wake up at like 6 a.m. and, you know, my alarm goes off. I'm getting up for work. And Sarah goes, she's like, hey, hold on. Just like hang out in bed for a minute. I'm like, okay. And so I figured, you know, maybe she was going to like get on a group call.
Surprise or something.
Yeah, I figured it was going to be like a group call with my family, and they were going to call and wish me happy birthday. Well, that's what it was. But she also walked in with Krispy Kreme donuts and chocolate milk. And I was like, bro, what? And so, and then she had like a balloon and a card and some other stuff set up in the kitchen, which it looked amazing. Thank you so much. They're a shout out. And so I started like questioning her, and I was like, well, where was this stuff? Because I had kind of caught her putting the chocolate milk in the fridge. I didn't actually know that's what it was because I didn't go back and look.
Yeah,
but I was pretty sure that's what it was. And but I was like, where were the donuts? Where was this balloon? Where did you hide this stuff? She was like, oh, it was in my car. And I was like, when did you go to get it? She was like, well, I was kind of having a little trouble sleeping, and I woke up about 3:30, and so I was like, I just went down and got it all. And I was like, psychopath. But I'm very thankful for it. It was really cool. So yeah, I started off my day in probably the best possible way. And then work was pretty mid. we went to dinner with my parents. What is this place called? Mariano's Hacienda. So do you know the restaurant La Hacienda Ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the guy who owns or started Mariano's was also owns La Hacienda.
Oh, okay, cool.
So Mariano's, or he invented the frozen margarita.
Yeah.
And the frozen margarita machine. So
yes.
It's something that we'd been discussing about going and doing for a long, long time. And so we went down there and got that. It was also super, super good. But yeah, it was fun. And then, yeah, today after work, I went and picked up my new felt hat that I'd wanted a black one for a long time anyways. And I needed one for your wedding, and I need one for the wedding this weekend. And so
mm-hmm.
I was like, might as well go ahead and get one.
But, all right.
Yeah. If it wasn't for my wedding, I probably wouldn't have gotten a silver belly one, because, like, when am I going to wear that? But, yeah, I will. Yeah, and so tonight I'm going to finish this podcast, get this up, and start getting stuff together to fly, because we leave Friday morning at like 10, I think we fly out. And
are you all flying out at the same time?
Most of us are.
Everybody from DFW?
Yeah, I think most of us are. I think us and her sister are on the same flight.
Okay.
But it's relatively the same time. I think we're just two different airports mainly. Mm. But yeah, so I think we fly out like Friday morning, and then we'll be there Friday at night, obviously. And then we're supposed to play golf on Saturday. Supposed to play golf with Sarah's dad and brother. So that's going to be super scary. I mean, I've done it before, but I've never done it in another country. Oh, did I say I was going to? I'm going to Cabo.
I think I think you said it before, but Cabo Wabo. Cabo Wabo.
But yeah, I've never been there before. It's supposed to be super super nice. Yeah, it'd be a great time. Looking forward to it. And then we come back. I think we land at like 10:30 at night on Monday or something like that. Like Tuesday's gonna kind of suck. It's a late flight.
But yeah, you should sleep through it though.
Yeah, and it was one of those deals where it was like, well, it was either that, it was like late Monday, like we would have had to be at the airport at like 5:30 a.m. Monday, or we would have had to leave like 2 hours after the wedding on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
So it was like, yeah, okay. So Sunday or Monday night it is. So I mean, it's what it is, but
yeah,
that's all I have going on, and I hope nothing else comes along because I don't have time for it.
Yeah,
I got to get packed up, and I do have to go get a haircut tomorrow.
There you go.
I might just shave all my hair, but whatever. Yeah, my mom. But yep. You got anything coming up this weekend? Anything exciting?
Nothing. I know you talked about crazy. Maddie's gone for her bachelorette trip.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They're going to Austin, so kind of got the place to myself. Me and Bo are gonna mess stuff up. That's for sure.
You and the pup's gonna bachelor it up.
We're gonna hit the town.
I was gonna say you should take them to the strip, to Fry Street.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, maybe leave Bo at home, but take the two wieners with you.
Take the weens.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, but other than that, just chilling. Probably definitely do some golf on Sunday morning. Got that planned. And then definitely try to get the scope sighted in. Try to possibly do a little bow fishing. We went and fished this morning, caught like 4 white bass and a crappie. Just the weather had kind of messed with them last night, I think. It got down to like, it was like 36 degrees when we were out there.
Yeah.
38, 36, something like that. So we both knew like, this might not be great, but also like, what else do you have to do?
Right. Yeah. They were running pretty, or the sand bass mainly, but some crappie. They were running pretty good in the creek, like over the weekend and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean Miles, that thing was packed, but
Miles went and probably messed them up. Like, I think they caught like 25 the first day and then 30 the second day.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah. If you don't get to sighting that thing in this weekend, and you're gonna end up doing it next weekend, let me know and I'll tag along because I need to shoot mine again next weekend.
Shoot that again, yeah.
Because we have next weekend and then the following Wednesday we leave, right?
Is that right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's right. Yeah, I think
we have. No, that's right. This.
Yeah, because that'll be the 9th and the 10th and then, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so. Which, I mean, I guess worst case scenario, I'd have to use your gun or whatever, but I'd prefer not to. Not because it's not a nice gun. It's just because, like, well, I'd prefer to use mine.
Yeah.
But
I'm taking that .30-06 of Dad's.
Nice.
With the can. Save the ears.
Get that can in, boy. Yeah, that'll be nice.
Got a little three-way going on over here.
Oh, gross.
Goose is getting Beau, and Otis is getting Goose. Oh, the Datsuns.
Good lord.
This is funny to watch. But, all right, well, I got to get up, get dinner made. Maddie's about off work, so she should be here in about 30 minutes. So
cool. Sounds
good.
That's
all I had, and we'll chirp at y'all next time.
All righty. Adios.
Peace.